Today, a New Jersey inventor unveiled what he's calling the first fully permitted and affordable house powered by hydrogen. He's hoping it's the next step in making hydrogen, which has long been used as a rocket fuel, a viable alternative energy for homeowners. WHYY's Carolyn Beeler reports.
Mike Stritzky is a stocky, fast-talking, fast-walking kind of guy. His passion is using hydrogen to store renewable energy, and he's always selling it.
It's going to be just like cell phones. You know, once this catches on, there is no stopping it.
In the middle of preparations for a big public unveiling this afternoon, he gave me a tour of the custom-made energy system for a house in Pennington, New Jersey. We started near 6 large solar panels installed in the side yard of the property.
So this is what makes the energy every day when the sun comes up, whether it's raining, snowing, shining, whatever. You know, some days more, some days less, but that's the problem with renewable energy. It's not consistent.
Storing renewable energy is one of the biggest hurdles to using more of it compared to fossil fuels. The best batteries are expensive, so the hunt is on for other storage methods. Stritzky argues hydrogen is the answer, and he's been working for years on the system he just installed in the New Jersey house. It first sends energy from the solar panels to the ranch-style home. Then any extra goes to a refrigerator-sized unit on the other side of the driveway.
And this unit here generates the hydrogen. So electricity comes in, excess electricity comes in. The electrolyzer splits it off into hydrogen and oxygen, and this line here feeds it down to that tank.
The 1,000-gallon petroleum tank is buried underground. When there's not enough solar to power the house, hydrogen is pumped out of the tank and into a fuel cell. There, hydrogen mixes with oxygen to create water and energy in the form of newly freed electrons.
Once that's full, now you have enough for 8 days worth of storage.
Stritzky installed a much larger and more expensive system in his own home in 2006. This one is different because it's cheaper, at least relatively, costing about $180,000. Stritzky says energy savings will pay for the system in about 7 years, but that figure depends on the homeowner being able to sell solar credits.
That's the biggest improvement in this, is that the equipment's gotten smaller, it's gotten more efficient, the cost of the renewable has gone down, and the homeowner is ready for it.
Stritzky and investors launched a new company last month and hope this house is the first of many to run off solar and hydrogen. Previously, he's targeted homes in remote places, such as islands, where other fuels had to be trucked in or brought by boat. Homeowner Alice de Taberge bought the 11-acre wooded lot in Pennington explicitly so she would have room to build one of Stritzky's systems.
I love the excitement of being a pioneer and to give the example that it is easy.
Penn engineering professor John Voss says many large-scale energy producers are investigating systems kind of like this, but his bet is that a different storage material, something other than hydrogen, will probably win out in the long run.
This approach is certainly viable for energy storage in the future. The problem is we're going to be using hydrogen and water as the chemicals involved makes it a little bit more complex, and I think long-term probably different types of reversible fuel cells will be used, but the concept will be the same.
Voss says hydrogen fuel cells are the most advanced type right now, so they're a good bridge technology to test out the concept while better technologies are developed. I'm Carolyn Beeler, WHYY News.